Blog Talk Radio.
There's a place dear to me where I'm longing to be with my friends at the old country church. There with mother we went and our Sundays were spent with my friends at the old country church.
Precious years of memory. Oh, what joy,
joy
they bring to me.
They bring to me.
How I long
once more to be with my friends at the old country church. As a small country boy, how my heart beat with joy when I knelt in the old country church. And the Savior above, by His wonderful love, saved my soul in the old country church.
Precious years of memory.
Oh, what joy
they bring to me.
How I long
once more to be
with my friends at the old country church. My thoughts make me weep, for so many now sleep in their graves near the old country church. And sometime I may rest with the friends I love best in a grave near the old country church.
Precious years of memory. Oh, what joy
they bring to me.
How I long once more to be
with my friends at the old country church.
Well, praise the Lord, everyone, and greetings in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, I'm praying that you've had a great day today and that you've walked close with the Lord, and that God has been really good to you today. And I pray that you're still reaching out to those around you with the truth of God's Word. Not this watered down version of it, but the Word and all of its truth. All right, let us pray. Most gracious Heavenly Father, as we open your word this evening, I'm asking the Holy Spirit to come forward to take this service and to bring through me, Father, what it is that you would have us to hear. And Holy Spirit, open our hearts and our minds to be receptive unto this thy word, so that we can walk stronger each and every moment of our lives and walk in the Spirit. Now, be with us throughout this service. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. All right. We're going to be sharing here chapter 5 of Luke. We finished this morning the 3 and 4. Now we're in 5. And we'll see where the Lord takes us to this evening and what He will have for us. All right, chapter 5 of Luke, verse 1. And it came to pass that as the people pressed upon him to hear the word of God, he stood by the lake of Gennesaret and saw two ships standing by the lake. But the fishermen were gone out of them and were washing their nets. and he entered into one other ship, which was Simon's, and prayed him that he would thrust out a little from the land. And he sat down and taught the people out of the ship. Now when he had left speaking, he said unto Simon, launch ye out into the deep and let down your nets for a draught. 5. And Simon answering said unto him, Master, we have toiled all the night and have taken nothing. Nevertheless, at thy word I will let down the net. When they had this done, they enclosed a great multitude of fishes, and their nets brake. And they beckoned unto their partners, which were in the other ship, that they should come and help them. And they came and filled both the ships, so that they began to sink. Now, they caught a lot of fish, didn't they? When Simon Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord. For he was astonished, and all that were with him, at the draught of the fishes which they had taken. And so was also James and John, the sons of Zebedee, which were partners with Simon. Jesus said unto Simon, fear not, from henceforth thou shalt mend. When they had brought their ship to land, they forsook all and followed him. 12. And it came to pass, when he was in a certain city, behold, a man full of leprosy, who seeing Jesus fell on his face, and besought him, saying, Lord, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. And he put forth his hand and touched him, saying, I will, be thou clean. And immediately the leprosy departed from him. I want you to notice, you see, when the Holy Spirit is present, there's not a whole lot to go through. It is plain talk with the authority of the Holy Spirit with it. And the only way we can do that is by being one of his children. But when we are, then there is nothing that can stand against us. He went on to say here, and immediately the leprosy departed from him. 14. And he charged him to tell no man, but go and show thyself to the priest, and offer for thy cleansing, according as Moses commanded, for a testimony unto them. He's telling him exactly what to do. He's cleansing. Now he's having him go and make the sacrifice that this would call for. And he's sending him to the priest. Which ordinarily the priest wouldn't receive this man in and him with leprosy. The leprosy was highly contagious. Now, 15. But so much the more went there a fame abroad of them, and great multitudes came together to hear and to be healed by him of their infirmities. You see, this power of Almighty God is what's bringing them in. But they're coming in to hear him. And of course, if they've got diseases and sicknesses, naturally, they want them to be healed also. But it's the words that is being spoken that causes them to really accept him and to become believers and followers of him. Now, 16. And he withdrew himself into the wilderness and prayed. Jesus spent a lot of time in prayer talking with the Father, which is exactly what we need. 17. And it came to pass on a certain day, as he was teaching, that there were Pharisees and doctors of the law sitting by, which were come out of every town of Galilee and Judea and Jerusalem, and the power of the Lord was present to heal them. And behold, a man brought in a bed, a man which was taken with a palsy, and they sought means to bring him in and to lay him before him. And when they could not find by what way they might bring him in because of the multitude, they went up on the housetop and let him down through the tiling with his couch into the midst before Jesus. They wasn't going to be stopped because they knew if they could get this man to Jesus, he'd be healed. That's the kind of faith they had. So what about your faith? And when he saw their faith, he said unto him, man, thy sins are forgiven thee. No long drawn out, long prayer. Just speak what was to take place. 21. And the scribes and the Pharisees began to reason, saying, who is this which speaketh blasphemies? You see, now they're accusing him of blaspheming because he told a man his sins were forgiven. Who can forgive sins but God alone? And, you know, as I've told you many, many, many times, and now I'm telling you one more time, these are men that should have known the Lord Jesus Christ. They had all of the scriptures and things of the prophets. And where they had prophesied of his coming and what it would be and the things that would happen. And they're seeing it now right before their very eyes. And yet they are constantly looking to down him and to get rid of him. 22. But when Jesus perceives their thoughts, he answering said unto them, what reason ye in your hearts? Whether it is easier to say, thy sins be forgiven thee, or to say, raise up and walk. But that you may know that the Son of Man has power upon the earth to forgive sins, he said unto the sick of palsy, I say unto thee, arise and take up thy couch and go into thine house. 25. And immediately he rose up before them, took up that whereon he lay, and departed to his own house, glorifying God. And they were all amazed, and they glorified God, and were filled with fear, saying, we have seen strange things today. And we are going to be seeing strange things here in our time. They're coming. In fact, they're already here. They haven't just got to the point of where they're going to reach, 27. And after these things, he went forth and saw a publican named Levi sitting at the receipt of customs, and he said unto him, follow me. And he left all, rose up and followed him. And Levi made him a great feast in his own house. And there was a great company of publicans and of others that sat down with him. But you see, these that are against him, nothing he does ever pleases them. 30. But the scribes and Pharisees murmured against his disciples, saying, why do you eat and drink with publicans and sinners? And Jesus answering said unto them, they that are whole need not a physician, but they that are sick. He comes straight to the point. No beating around the bush, just straight to the point. I came not to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. Letting them know exactly why he's here. They said unto him, why do the disciples of John fast often and make prayers, likewise the disciples of the Pharisees, but thine eat and drink? And he said unto them, can you make the children of the bride chamber fast while the bridegroom is with them? But the days will come when the bridegroom shall be taken away from them, and then shall they fast in those days. He's beginning to let them know some things. That they really, the scribes and Pharisees, should already have known. Because it was all foreseen and prophesied, and mainly from the prophet Isaiah. Now, 36. And he spake also a parable unto them. No man putteth a piece of a new garment upon an old, if otherwise, then both the new maketh a rent, and the piece that was taken out of the new agreeth not with the old, because it's the strongest. And no man putteth new wine into old bottles, else the new wine will burst the bottles and be spilled, and the bottles shall perish. But new wine must be put into new bottles, and both are preserved. No man also, having drunk old wine, straightway desire new, for he said, the old is better. And yes, it's like a lot of things. Gets a little more age on it, gets better. Now, chapter 6. And it came to pass on the second Sabbath after the first that he went through the cornfields. And his disciples plucked the ears of corn and did eat, rubbing them in their hands. And certain of the Pharisees said unto them, why do ye that which is not lawful to do on the Sabbath day? But you know, I like his answer to them. Jesus answering them said, have you not read so much as this what David did when himself was hungered, and they which were with him? Now he went into the house of God and did take and eat the show bread, and gave also to them that were with him, which it is not lawful to eat, but for the priest alone. And he said unto them, that the Son of Man is Lord also of the Sabbath. You see, the Son of Man is Lord over everything. Now, 6. And it came to pass also on another Sabbath that he entered into the synagogue and taught. There was a man whose right hand was withered. The scribes and the Pharisees watched him, for he would heal on the Sabbath day, that they might find an accusation against him. Always looking for something to hold against him. And I'm going to tell you something else. Today, right now in our land, if you teach this word the way it is written and with the meaning that God wants brought out of it instead of what man wants, you're going to be ridiculed. You're going to be lied on. You're going to be mocked and shunned. And it won't be too much longer until you'll be jailed and even killed. Some of that is going on now in other lands. And our land is growing closer to that all the time. 8. But he knew their thoughts and said to the man which had the withered hand, raise up and stand forth in the midst. And he arose and stood forth. Then said Jesus unto them, I will ask you one thing. Is it lawful on the Sabbath day to do good or to do evil, to save life or to destroy it? And looking around about upon them all, he said unto the man, stretch forth thy hand. And he did so. And his hand was restored whole as the other. And they were filled with madness and communed one with another what they might do to Jesus. Because he had done something good for this man on the Sabbath day. Now, 12. And it came to pass in those days that he went out into the mountain to pray and continued all night in prayer to God. And when it was day, he called unto him his disciples, and of them he chose 12, whom also he named apostles. Simon, whom he also named Peter, and Andrew, his brother, James and John, Philip and Bartholomew, Matthew and Thomas, James, the son of Alphaeus, and Simon called Zelotes, and Judas, the brother of James, and Judas Iscariot, which also was the traitor. 17. And he came down with them and stood in the plain, and the company of his disciples, and a great multitude of people out of all Judea and Jerusalem, and from the seacoast of Tyre and Sidon, which came to hear him and to be healed of their diseases, and they that were vexed with unclean spirits, and they were healed. And the whole multitude sought to touch him, for there went virtue out of him and healed them all. Not one or two of them. He healed them all. Now, 20. And he lifted up his eyes on his disciples and said, blessed be ye poor, for yours is the kingdom of God. Blessed are ye that hunger now, for ye shall be filled. Blessed are ye that weep now, for ye shall laugh. Blessed are ye when men shall hate you, and when they shall separate you from their company, and shall reproach you, and cast out your name as evil for the Son of Man's sake. He's letting them know what they're going to face. And it's also letting you and I know what we are facing actually too, especially in this day and time. Now, rejoice ye in that day and leap for joy. For behold, your reward is great in heaven, for in the like manner did their fathers unto the prophets. But woe unto you that are rich, for you have received your consolation. Woe unto you that are full, for you shall hunger. Woe unto you that laugh now, for you shall mourn and weep. Woe unto you when all men shall speak well of you, for so did their fathers to the false prophets. He's really letting you know things, isn't he? Take this into your heart and don't forget it. 27. But I say unto you, which hear, love your enemies, do good to them which hate you. That's something that's almost non-existent today. You notice I said almost, because there is a little of it going around, but not much. 28. Bless them that curse you, and pray for them which despitefully use you. And unto him that smiteth thee on one cheek, offer also the other. And him that taketh away thy cloak, forbid not to take that coat also. Give to every man that asketh of thee, and of him that taketh away thy goods, ask them not again. And as ye would that men should do to you, do ye also to them likewise. What you want people, and how you want people to treat you, that's the way you should be treating them. Because you really don't want anyone treating you bad or abusing you. So you don't treat them bad and abuse them. You help them in each and every way you can, and always holding them in prayer. 32. For if you love them which love you, what thank have ye? For sinners also love those that love them. And if you do good to them which do good to you, what thank have you? For sinners also do even the same. And that's true. Look around you. Even look within your family members. You see it even close home. And you'll surely see it among your friends. Now, 34. And if you lend to them of whom you hope to receive, what thank have ye? For sinners also lend to sinners to receive as much again. But love ye your enemies, and do good, and lend, hoping for nothing. In other words, you're giving that to them out of the love of Almighty God for mankind, and praying for them that they will find the Lord Jesus Christ so that they can be saved also and make heaven their home. Now, says hoping for nothing. Again, and your reward shall be great, and you shall be the children of the Highest, for he is kind unto the unthankful and to the evil. 36. Be ye therefore merciful, as your Father also is merciful. Praise the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise him always. Always being thankful to him. 37. Judge not, and you shall not be judged. Condemn not, and you shall not be condemned. Forgive, and you shall be forgiven. Give, and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, shall men give unto your bosom. For with the same measure that you might, it shall be measured to you again. We don't reach out and help others to receive, but we know that God is going to reward us, and he'll see that things do come to us that we need. And he spake a parable unto them. Can the blind lead the blind? Shall they not both fall into the ditch? 40. The disciple is not above his master. But everyone that is perfect shall be as his master. And today in most of our churches, that word, they don't like, they deny, they refuse, they reject it. And they tell you that there is none perfect. They'll tell you there's none perfect, no, not one. Only the Lord Jesus Christ. But you see, that's not so. They don't know the Word of God. Now, 41. That 40 there. Let him read that and try to explain that to you. The disciple is not above his master, but everyone that is perfect shall be as his master. And why beholdest thou the mote that is in thy brother's eye, but perceivest not the beam that is in thine own eye? Either how canst thou say to thy brother, brother, let me pull out the mote that is in thy eye, when thou thyself beholdest not the beam that is in thine own eye. Thou hypocrite. You see, you've got to take everything that needs care within yourself before you can work with others. Now, Because if you don't, he lists you, thou hypocrite. Cast out first the beam out of thine own eye, and then shalt thou see clearly to pull out the mote that is in thy brother's eye. You see, he's telling you right there. You've got to take care of yourself first and get yourself right before you can help others. Now, 43. For a good tree bringeth not forth corrupt fruit, neither does a corrupt tree bringeth forth good fruit. For every tree is known by his own fruit. For of thorns men do not gather figs, nor of a bramble bush gather they grapes. A good man out of the good treasure of his heart bringeth forth that which is good. And an evil man out of the evil treasure of his heart bringeth forth that which is evil. For of the abundance of the heart his mouth speaketh. You see, you will speak those things that is in your heart that will come from you. 46. And why call ye me Lord, Lord, and do not the things which I say? Whosoever cometh to me and heareth my saying and doeth them, I will show you to whom he is like. He is like a man which built a house and digged it deep and laid the foundation on a rock. And when the flood rose and the stream beat vehemently upon that house, he could not shake it, for it was founded upon a rock. But he that heareth and doeth not, he's like a man that without a foundation built a house upon the earth, against which the stream did beat diligently, and immediately it fell, and the ruin of that house was great. Give us all their knowledge and something to really think about and to keep hid in our hearts, in order for us to walk as he wants us to walk. Well, we're going to stop there. That's the end of the sixth chapter. God willing, we can be back together in the morning at 10 a.m. Eastern Time, back into the Word of Almighty God. Think about what you've heard today and try to remember a lot of it. But the main thing is to bring it into your life and bring it to life as it works through you so others can see and hear. And then they will want what you have, which is the Lord Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit living in you if you are a born-again child of the living God. Now, let us pray. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Father, once again as we close your word, we thank you for this word, Father. We thank you for the Lord Jesus Christ, for the Holy Spirit. We thank you for a time and a place we can come together, Father, to share your word, to grow in righteousness, most of all to grow in your word, Father, so that we can walk in the Spirit and to do the work that you would call upon us to do in this world, to help others and to lead them and teach them thy word that will help to bring them to a saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ, so that they too, Father, can be born again and make their home in heaven with the Lord Jesus Christ for eternity and not be lost. We pray for our families, Father, because we all have family members that are walking in darkness. And I ask the Holy Spirit to work with them, speak to them, guide them to the Lord Jesus Christ and to repentance. Now, Father, this land of ours turned his back upon the Lord Jesus Christ, took him out of every place he was in. They don't even want, our government does not even want his name mentioned in prayer. And Father, we have seen what that has brought about here in our land. It's brought so much evil upon our own people. Even into a lot of our churches that has accepted a lot of things that they should never have let pass through their door. We pray for them, Father, that they'll all repent and all turn to the Lord Jesus Christ, and that our government be filled with those that will work with us, Father, to bring this land to repentance. And that we all work with you and put this government back upon the foundation which it was founded, and that being your word and the Lord Jesus Christ. We pray for the churches around the world, Father, that they all will stand in the light, in the truth, and the way of your word, wherever they are. We pray for strength for them. We know that they are sons that are walking on dangerous ground in the places where they are. Because, Father, we know there are nations on this earth right now that will jail your people and will put them to death. Now, Father, be with us all. And grant us peace this evening, Father. And let us rest this night. Keep us in health. Keep us safe. And bring us back together again at 10 a.m. in the morning, Father. And back into your word. This, Father, it's my prayer. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. All right, all. Have a great evening. Rest in peace tonight. Join with us 10 a.m. in the morning Eastern Time. Back into the Word of God. Good night now.